And it's time to catch up on everything that's happening around Cowal. Morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Keith.
There's going to be a fire on Friday night, but don't panic because we know it's a good fire.
Well, it will be a good fire. There'll be a fairly impressive fire, we hope. Friday the 17th, that's this coming Friday, the Cowal Lions Club are facilitating a winter solstice bonfire. It's one of our members decided it was a good thing to do, so it's a free family event, I'll get that right. You can please yourself. It's the Buff Oval, the Rodeo Ground, the Ute Muster Ground, or just lately it's been called the Ken Lamb Arena. Just go out the Lincoln Highway towards Whaler, about 4 km out of Cowal, and then turn left at the Lucky Bay, turn off and just go in through a gate and just down the track a bit, and that's where you'll see the, around about 5:30 or... Now, there'll be sausages and soup and hot chocolate available, but we ask you to bring your own chairs and snacks and drinks and marshmallows. There'll be facilities to cook marshmallows, not around the big fire, because you probably won't get near enough of that to get a marshmallow toaster without burning yourself, but we'll make a few little fires around that people can just toast marshmallows on if they want to. There'll be a donation box there to go to the West Coast Youth Community Support Group.
BYO Marshmallows on Friday, remember that one. And
yeah.
What's happening on the library front?
Well, there's always something happening at the library, of course, but I've just been asked to mention that their opening hours are Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 8:30 to 12:30, and then 2 till 4. Monday to Friday, they're open from 9 till 12, but it's click and collect, so you can't actually go in there, apparently. You've just got to tell them what you want, and then they'll deliver it to you or leave it out at the door for you to pick up.
Lions so, Club having a collection at the moment of batteries?
Well, Lions Club are involved in a nationwide collection of batteries, household batteries. We're here in Cowal, we're just getting it sort of off the ground, but the library have been doing it for quite some time, off their own bat, really, and we're combining with them, and we hope to have some facilities that the Lions Club are going to provide to put the batteries in and that. So it'll be a little bit more streamlined than it has been, but you can still continue to leave your batteries there at the library until as much time as we get it up and running. Just on one thing, though, today, about 9:30, which is not that far away, they've got a seed collection group going at the library, and you can just come along with all sorts of seeds and swap with other people or get seeds identified or whatever they do want to do.
And the card afternoons are still on?
Yeah, the card afternoons, yeah, they're still going at the United Church Hall Monday and Wednesday from around about 12:45. You want to get there and get your name down so you get in a group. A bridge, of course, is either threes or fours, and some of the other card games, I think there's groups as well. And that's all quite good fun in the afternoons with a $2 afternoon tea, which you can't sneeze at, can you?
No, definitely get your hands on that. There's a phone directory happening at the moment.
Oh, well, as always has been for quite some time, Keith. Yeah, this started a good many years ago now when people used to thumb through the old directory and got sick of looking through the big white pages, so they come up with just a local directory. And if you want one, go to the council and pick one up. But if you want your name put in the next one, which will be happening in a few months' time, just let the council know your name and number and they'll keep a note of it. And then when we produce another one, we'll put your name in there.
And, of course, big news from the weekend, Eastern Air making the grand final in both the Mortlock and Norwood Shield and Norwood Cup, I should say.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, congratulations, firstly, to Great Flinders and Lincoln District for being winning the championships, but also well done to Eastern Air. I think they were pretty competitive in both games, for all accounts, and it's just a pity they couldn't get over the line. But anyway, that's football, of course. You win a few, you lose a few. But no, well done, and well done to all the other teams too. I understand it was a pretty competitive weekend in a lot of games, so it was all fun.
Yeah, it definitely was. Very much looking forward to the next one in 2023. Thank you very much, Alan. We'll chat again next month.
Yeah, thanks, Keith.